CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in the Indonesian resort island of Bali to attend the 21st informal economic leaders meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. It'll be Xi Jinping's first attendance at the APEC meeting since he assumed presidency in March. This year's APEC gathering highlights such topics as achieving sustainable growth with equity and promoting interconnectivity in the region. During his stay on Bali Island, Xi Jinping will also meet with many other leaders and representatives attending the meeting. China's Meteorological Authority has issued a red alert, the highest in its weather warning system, as Typhoon Fito approaches the country's southeast coastal areas. Fito, the 23rd typhoon to hit China this year, is likely to make landfall in the coastal areas between central Zhejiang province and northern Fujian province between Sunday night and Monday morning, according to the National Meteorological Center. The center says it is unusual for a typhoon to make landfall in southeast China in October, urging local authorities and residents to raise their alerts and closely follow relevant information. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. commitment to Asia remains undiminished despite President Barack Obama's absence from regional summits. Kerry was speaking at the start of the APEC summit in Indonesia. Obama canceled his Asia trip after the partial U.S. government shutdown. He had been due to begin a four-nation Asian trip on Saturday, heading to Bali and Brunei before traveling on to Malaysia and the Philippines. U.S. President Barack Obama has said Iran is still a year or more away from building a nuclear weapon, citing U.S. intelligence assessments. Obama made the remarks in an interview released Saturday by the Associated Press. He admitted that these assessments are more conservative than the Israelis, who claim Iran is just months away from acquiring nuclear capability. Obama added that the world must test whether Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is sincere about seeking a diplomatic solution to the nuclear standoff. This is CRI News. At least 28 people were killed and 91 others wounded when a suicide bomber targeted Shiite pilgrims in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad on Saturday. A police source says the attack occurred when the suicide bomber detonated his explosive vest amid Shiite pilgrims in the Adamiya area in northern Baghdad. The local National Iraqi News Agency says 47 people were killed and 80 others wounded in the attack on Shiite pilgrims, but the report could not be immediately verified. Unknown gunmen have raided an army checkpoint in the Libyan capital Tripoli, killing at least 13 soldiers. The Libyan news agency says 5 others were injured in the attack. The Italian Coast Guard is using planes and helicopters to spot migrants' bodies around the boat which sank off the island of Lampedusa on Thursday. Bad weather is hampering the search. So far, 111 bodies have been found, and 155 people have been pulled out alive. More than 200 are said to be in the seas close to the Mediterranean island. The boat was carrying some 500 people, mostly from Eritrea and Somalia. Italy says it'll amend immigration laws and has called for European help. A new study has found that a majority of chief executive officers in Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation countries are planning to increase investment despite signs of an economic slowdown and capital outflows. The study by PricewaterhouseCoopers shows 68% of the 500 CEOs surveyed are planning to increase investment. China tops their picks for investments in the next 3 to 5 years, followed by Indonesia and the United States. Beijing will build 4 power centers by the end of 2014 to replace coal with natural gas in heating and power generation. Municipal authorities say the 4 power centers and 40 other related utility projects will reduce sulfur dioxide by 10,000 tons. They will also provide heating for 100 million square meters and generate 7.2 million kilowatts of electricity through natural gas. These services have so far been powered by 4 coal-fired power plants, which burned 9.2 million tons of coal in 2012. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.